The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors right here. And you're running the show this morning. We got no guest. Labor Day weekend. It's you and me and Ermine, apparently. And Pepe is here. Good morning, Pepe. How are you doing this morning? Good, good. Ready to rock and roll? Ready to take these calls? Okay. Fully ready. Good. We had a little thing last hour, if you're just joining us, where we're asking people if they want to sell anything. Come on, you can sell it here, but we're not going to be a flea market. That's another show. What we'll do is we'll take your phone number first, and then we'll put you on the air, and you can describe your product and sell it to our audience, and then we're not going to give your number out. If anybody's interested in that, you're certainly welcome to call and leave your phone number. And we'll connect the buyer and the seller and the buyer. And, we'll do that off the air. I mean, I know that's fun to do that kind of stuff, but I'm really trying to protect all y'all. You know, I don't want anybody coming to your house or calling you or harassing you or whatever it might be. I don't want to be responsible for that. But we'll do our best to connect buyers and sellers and buyers. So we've got a camper, a 25-foot camping trailer, relatively new, $4,000. It's a tow behind. Make a great place to stay at deer camp or whatever, fishing camp, or take and, leave it on a campground permanently if you want a little place to go and fish or whatever. We've got one of those. That's $4,000. And we've got a boat, motor, and trailer, a 15-foot scout boat, fiberglass boat with a 97 50-horsepower Honda, a galvanized trailer, for $3,000. So there you go. Let's talk to Bill in Pasadena. Maybe. Oh, you're still screening the call. Okay, well, then we won't. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll take your calls right here. Pepe is screening Mr. Bill in Pasadena, see what Bill has to say. Maybe he's selling something. I don't know. So, anyway, whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about fishing, you want to talk about dove hunting, you want to talk about the bear lottery. The bear lottery is up and online. Nobody knows because the, DNR didn't notify anybody, especially the 5,500 or so people that, sent their application in. I didn't get an email. Did you? I had to text, some wildlife folks that I know last night and say, hey, you told us the bear lottery was going to be up and running. Where is it? Oh, here's the link, by the way. Got a big press release from the folks in the, press department yesterday, and we read part of that about the violators that were caught and some other stuff that's going on, and no mention of the bear lottery. Nope, but it's out there. I already know I didn't win. I already know that Laura didn't win from up in Frederick County. I already know Chuck didn't win. I already know that Bob didn't win. I already know a couple of people didn't win. Come on, somebody. Check it out and let us know if you win, if you got a bear permit. There's 750 of them issued. And, hey, let's see what happens. Let's talk to Bill. Is Bill in Pasadena ready? I don't know what your subject is, Bill. It's not up there, but what's going on?
I've got a 1988 Lures tournament model sports fisherman I'm trying to sell, Alan.
Okay, 1988 Lures, L-U-H-R-S.
I'm asking $19,000, and I'll donate $1,000 to your alliance if I get it sold.
Wow. Wow, well, let's try and sell that. A 19-foot lures. What kind of motors it got on it?
No, it's a 34-foot lure.
Oh, 34-foot lures. Good grief.
34-foot lure.
All right, so Pepe has the information, right?
It's a 1988.
1988, 34-foot lures, sport fishing boat.
It's in great condition. It needs two deck lights replaced, two little panels replaced with wood where the handle is that people grab as they
right.
get on.
Okay.
But everything else should be in fine condition. It's been mechanic maintained. The mechanic, when he winterized, still winterized. When the mechanic winterized it, he said, I may need a port fuel pump. But other than that, there's nothing that I know wrong with it.
Yeah. And how much is it again? What you're asking?
$19,000. You get $1,000 if I sell it.
$19,000 and you get $1,000 for the coalition. Well, that's a very generous offer, and we don't sell stuff on commission here, but we appreciate the effort and thought in that, that's for sure. So we'll put it out there. 34-foot lures, sport fisherman. Makes a great fishing boat. Inboard?
Inboard. Twin inboards, 354s.
Woo! That sounds worth it to me, buddy. Absolutely.
It'll get you there.
I guess it will. Very nice, Bill. Thank you, sir. Let's see if we get any calls. Let's see if we get any calls.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. You never know. How about that? Now, there's a nice boat. And not saying that Don's boat wasn't a nice boat for what it is. It's 15-foot. Here's a 34-foot lures. I never expected that to come out of the woodwork, you know. But that's kind of interesting if you want to. If you want to purchase that, just give Pepe a call and leave your number, and we'll connect buyer and seller, and you guys can hash it out yourself. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're here to talk about fishing, hunting in the great outdoors, whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about early goose season. You want to talk about squirrel hunting. Maybe I told you this, maybe I didn't, but the Crossman Airbow, that Pioneer Airbow that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, has been approved. The regulations have been approved for that, and that is going to be put on those regulations will be put on the Maryland Register mid-month, and it is approved only to hunt in Maryland for firearm season. And I believe they approved bears as well. But firearm season, it's legal, and that's it. That's the story. No archery, no muzzleloader. The Wildlife Advisory Committee voted it down for muzzleloader hunting. So there you go. All right. Pepe, people are away, but also people are hunkered down. And apparently they figured it was a good weekend to sleep in because we're not getting the calls that we should be getting today. I haven't apparently inspired people to call. What do you think? You have to agree with me. Well, thank you that I haven't been inspirational this morning. But we did a couple stories the last hour. We did talk about a Japanese guy, an old man, according to the news story. Guy's fishing, spending his time along the stream. He's just fishing along there. I don't know. You know, I didn't tell me what kind of equipment he had. I don't think he had a Shimano. But anyway, he's fishing along the shoreline. And here comes an Asiatic black bear. Big thing. I mean, this was a six-foot bear. Not a giant, but for Asiatic black bear, that's a pretty good bear. Comes after him and grabs him. Bites his leg. Beats him up, you know, grabs him by the head and the neck and beats him up. And he's getting pounded by this thing. So what's he do? Instead of covering his neck and roll over and play dead? Oh, hell no. This guy stands up. Gets in his karate stance. Come on, big boy. The bear came at him. Pow! He pokes a bear in the eyes. Bear goes, ouch! And runs away. Guy saved himself. Hiked down out of the mountains. I guess he had a vehicle of some kind. Drove himself to the hospital and told him what happened. How about that for a 63-year-old guy? He's my new hero. He's my new hero. Yeah. Poked a bear in the eyes. You know they say, no, don't poke the bear. This guy poked the bear. Yeah, this guy poked the bear, that's for sure. And then we have this Chinese couple, Xu Lu Eng and her husband, Chen Duang Eng. They are the recent co-owners of the new China House restaurant in Lititz, Pennsylvania, which is in Lancaster County. They were dumpster diving at the deer processors. She got charged. Good God. She got charged with selling deer carcasses in Chinatown in New York. Paid a $2,000 fine in New York. Now they're facing charges in Pennsylvania for attempting to sell deer products. They've got, let's see, the Game Commission in December found 300 to 400 pounds of deer parts, including brains, heads, and skin tails, inside their Chinese restaurant, the new China House, in Lititz, Pennsylvania. They've been there since 1994. Of course, they said, "Oh no, we not sell. No, we're not going to put it in the. We're not going to put it in our soup. We're not going." But one of the former employees said, "What's this deer leg doing in the cooler?" Mr. Ng says, "Oh, we put the bones in the wonton soup and makes it taste better." All right, that was an interesting deal. That came from my buddy David Levin in the Pennsylvania Outdoor News. The writer on that was Ad Crable. That's his name. Let's talk to Richard, New Zealand. Hey, buddy.
How are you today, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man.
Are we in the red stag roaring season yet?
We're going into our spring.
Ah, maybe.
Yeah, we're going into spring. Trees are budding and getting real nice.
Oh, that's nice. Glad to hear it. So what are the temperatures in New Zealand this morning?
Well, it's 10:30 at night here now. It's about
10:30 at night, of course.
It's probably about 60, 61.
Yeah, it's a little bit warmer than that here. I did put on jeans for the first time in several months, and, you know, it is what it is. So, but I'm glad to hear you're still listening over in New Zealand. We got a chance for the Maryland Hunting Coalition from folks in Florida this morning, and my buddy John emailed me yesterday from North Carolina talking about muzzleloader season. So we're glad to hear that we're getting out there and that the Outdoorsman Radio Show, maybe we should rename it the International Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, man.
My son listens to you as well.
Okay, where's he from?
Well, he's about 5 minutes from where I live.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. What's his name?
Richard.
Also Richard. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Richard and Richard.
Tomorrow for Father's Day, my grandsons, which are teenagers.
Yeah.
They're taking me up on the surf, and we're going to do some surf fishing tomorrow.
No. What's the quarry? What's the intended quarry tomorrow?
We're going to go for snapper, red snapper.
Yep. Delicious fish. Delicious.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Very nice, Richard. Well, I appreciate you calling in this morning, buddy.
Okay, just wanted to say hi.
Okay, hi back. Happy spring and good fishing tomorrow, okay?
We'll talk to you later.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. There he goes. Richard. Bill in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, good show here today.
Working on it. What's up?
I have an old Springfield rifle, 1865. It's 58 caliber.
Okay.
And I like to know if you know any gun collectors be interested in buying it.
Maybe. Pepe has your number?
You want my phone number?
Did you give it to Pepe?
No, he never asked for it.
Okay, and yeah, I'm guessing you didn't tell him you had a rifle for sale.
Yeah, I told him I had an old antique rifle.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do, Bill. I know some people that may be interested. Tell me the description of the gun again.
It's a Remington 1865,
right.
58 caliber.
Right.
It's got the hammer thing on it.
Yep.
It's not a flintlock.
It's cap, yeah, cap lock. Got it.
Yeah.
Percussion cap. Mm-hmm. And what do you want for it?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to get it my dear.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got a guy I can recommend. I'm going to put you back on hold. Pepe will get your number, and we'll connect with you here shortly, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. You got him, Pep? Okay. Is he on hold? Still there, Bill?
Yeah.
You should be on hold.
Okay.
Hang on. I think he's catching other calls. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Still there? If he bumps you off, call back.
I'm here.
All right. Now he's on hold. Fran, good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Inspiration.
I don't know about that.
You don't inspire nobody.
No, apparently not.
True.
All right.
This is my question. Did you hear about that story in Norway where a sudden storm came up and it was lightning and all and it killed 300 deer?
Yes, I did. 300, well, we call them caribou here. They call them reindeer there.
I was going to say reindeer.
Yeah, they call them reindeer there. It's a caribou, basically. I'm not sure if it's a woodland caribou, a mountain caribou. I think it's woodland caribou. But,
well, you know, at first I kept thinking, my goodness, were they standing so close together that it just jumped from one to the other? And then someone explained to me that the lightning actually hits an area.
Right.
And if you're standing in that area, down you go.
Yep, exactly.
So you know what I'm thinking, right? I mean, you listen to the weather report, but if you go out there and a storm suddenly comes up, what is the best thing for you to do to try to protect yourself? I mean, you're surrounded by trees.
Get in your car.
Get in the car. I was thinking that.
Get in your car.
Right.
You've got rubber tires on the car.
Right.
Stay away from anything metal in the car. Just get in your car and weather the storm.
Right.
Yep, that's what I would do.
Okay.
If it were me, the last thing I'm going to do is stand under a tree because...
Yeah, well, for real.
Well, what can happen is that the lightning can strike the tree.
Right.
And, of course, that charge runs through the fluids in the... wood is not the, wood's an insulator, but the live stuff in the tree contains liquid water, and it runs through the tree, it runs through the roots, and that killed back where I grew up, where I went to high school. We had a farmer. I went to school with his grandson, and he lost 30 couple of cows. They got together under a storm, got under a tree, lightning hit the tree, boom, the cows are all dead. It was a very interesting scene when you drove by there.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I read that about the reindeer, that's for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all I was going to ask you. How do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
okay.
Well, here's one thing you don't do. When you know a storm's coming,
stay home.
And you look out on the water and it's white caps, you don't get in your boat and launch it. Just to catch a couple of crabs or fish. That's one thing you don't do. So.
I know.
But, human nature, what can I say?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. All
okay.
right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Fran. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. All right. Hey, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, crabbing season's not over since it's Labor Day. I mean, it's just getting started. There's some good crabbing going on out there. And Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine for crabbing. They've got the open-top crab pots. They've got the, let me look here. Well, they got the Foxy Mate, the 66 low profile, the short, squatty ones with the four doors. They've got the trot line and everything you need to make your own trot line. They've got a fully rigged trot line with the dropper snoods and everything, $179.95. Baskets and lids, all the accessories, the tongs, the gloves, the measures, the crab mallets, the salted eel and chicken necks, the steamers, the seasoning, commercial crab pots, crab hotels, cloth and wire crab rings and nets, and you name it, they've got it for any kind of crabbing in Maryland. That's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. We got an auction coming up, the Sportsman's Auction out in Hagerstown at Stauffer's Auction. And I'll tell you what, Denny Stauffer has got some good stuff on that auction. You can see that all on stauffersauctionco.com, stauffersauctioncompany.com. But the annual Sportsman Auction is Saturday, October 8th. It starts at 10 a.m. The address is 21140 Leitersburg, Leitersburg, Leitersburg Pike, just outside of Hagerstown. They're now accepting consignments. Your firearms, your ammunition, your hunting supplies, your bows, your fishing gear, your clothing. Turn your extra items into cash. You can call Denny at 301-791-6896, 301-791-6896, or email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with Denny. Bring a friend to the auction on Saturday, October 8th, and maybe your buddy will buy your stuff. You never know. Stauffer's Auction. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
A ring of fire. There we go. Little Johnny. Good morning, Clark in Baltimore. How are you?
It's Claude.
Claude in Baltimore.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I just want to clear a few things up. I volunteer in the fire service as well, and these people need to understand, and this, if I don't know kind of whether we're going to get in Baltimore, but they're supposed to get heavy rains. But anyway, you know, if it's too deep, don't drown, man. Turn yourself around. You know what I mean?
Nobody could say better than that. That's for sure.
And then a boat, don't even go out in it, because then you're going to send people like us to put our lives on the line to go get your dumb self, because you were too stupid to understand. Like you said, you know, some people are going to be stupid enough to try it, though.
Well, there's not much I can add to that, Claude.
Oh, you're right. But anyway, I had some crabs last week. They were excellent. And, you know, somebody, I don't know if they were talking to you or not about the gun thing, about a AR-15 or whatever they were saying. If you get a heavy barrel gun, like an AR-15, you don't need nothing but a NICS check in the door.
I know that.
If it's not a heavy barrel gun, it's an AR-15, if it's semi-automatic, you got to have a HQL, because you have to do a full wait and you got to register with the police.
Yeah, Clark, we know that, and we really weren't putting that out there too much because we don't want to alert the politicians.
Oh, I got you. But somebody was...
Nice job.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But, so you be safe out there anyway.
I will, buddy. You do the same, okay?
People, let's not do stupid things out here.
Right, Clark. Claude, thank you. See you, buddy.
All right, pal.
Bye. All right, there he goes. We got a 15-foot scout boat for sale with a 50-horsepower Honda and a galvanized trailer. We got a 34-foot Lures. That's for $3,000 for the first one. We got a 25-foot camping trailer for $4,000, and we've got a Lures 34-foot sport fisherman with twin diesel inboards, 354s. I guess that's a diesel, isn't it? I think so. For $19,000. So anybody interested in that kind of stuff, just call here, leave your phone number, and we'll connect the seller to the buyer. How's that sound? If you're interested, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're taking your calls. And as Claude said, don't do anything stupid. So we're here to take your phone calls. Pepe, inspire a phone call. Give me something inspirational to say. All right, I knew that wasn't going to happen. So we did have some violations here, by the way, over the past couple of weeks. An Anne Arundel County guy was charged last Tuesday with multiple recreational crabbing violations by an officer on patrol in Rock Creek. A fellow by the name of William Carl Guijo Jr., old guy, 61, of Pasadena, received citations for exceeding 2 crab pots for residential use, having call rings closed on recreational crab pots, and failing to have a bycatch reduction devices on his residential pots. He also received a warning for failing to register his crab pots. Okay? Now, if you happen to go online, you can go online and go to Maryland Loves Crabs, mdlovescrabs.com, and you can read all about all the crab regulations. You can go to the DNR website, but we focused on the bycatch reduction device this year, and getting that word out to the crabbers out there. And you know, we've got photos of it, how to put it in. They're like $2 to put them on your crab pot, and it'll keep you from wiping out the Maryland state reptile, the Maryland terrapin. So anyway, here's what this guy did, this guy Guijo. He received citations for exceeding 2 crab pots. An officer watched him remove crabs from 3 recreational crab pots near his pier, one more than state regulations allow landowners adjoining state waterways. As the officer talked to him, he learned that the landowner had 21 crab pots adjacent to his pier. Upon checking the pots, the officer saw they did not have a turtle excluder device, a TED, to prevent turtles from entering the pots, or call rings to allow small crabs to escape the internal compartments. In addition, the officer learned that Guijo had not registered his pot. It's free to do that, but it's also required. So he's got a court date preliminarily set October 21st in Anne Arundel District Court. I'm sure he's going to show up. But, you know, you're allowed to. You got to register them. You got to put the call rings in. You got to put the turtle excluders in. And this guy had 21 crab pots. No excluders, no call rings. ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's what we say. So, you know, what are you going to do? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, deer season's coming up next Friday, September 9th. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be out there in probably Montgomery County on my lease out there with Laura. And we're looking forward to a good hunt. Anyway, we know that the fellows that have been watching the lease are seeing deer. And I think they said there were 17 deer in one field the other day. We're just greatly anticipating the archery season this year. And then, of course, we've got that. And after the 9th, then we have the Maryland Hunting Coalition dove hunt on the 17th. We've got the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus retreat also on the 17th in Western Maryland. The Maryland Hunting Coalition will be represented there by our lobbyist, Bill Miles, and he'll be interacting with the lawmakers on that day. I'll be in Kent County on the dove hunt. And Upper Bay Gun Club has sent us some pictures of the last 2 days' hunt. The sunflowers are ripe and they're ready to go, and the doves are flying. And they're going to shoot, I think, today, Monday, and next Saturday, and then they're going to leave those farms alone for dove shooting in anticipation of our hunt on the 17th. So we've still got a couple spots available. If you'd like to dove hunt with me and with the folks from the Maryland Hunting Coalition and find out what the farms are all about on the Upper Bay Gun Club in case you want to join, or go on a day hunt for deer, turkey, dove, waterfowl, they've got all that available. Talk to Tom Slavin. He'll be there. We're having lunch at 11 o'clock. If you register for the hunt, it's $150. All the proceeds go to benefit the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We do got to buy lunch, and we got to buy water, and we got to buy, you know, the paper plates and all that stuff for everybody out of that. But we'd love to have you come along on the dove hunt. And looking for a nice day and good fellowship and maybe some new friendships. We're going to tailgate for lunch. We've got a spot all picked out. We're going to gather together. We'll get some barbecued pulled pork from Gunner Rowe and the Grillmeister over there in Kent County. And we will be having a great time of get-together. And then once lunch is done, we're going to be shuffled out to four or five different farms that are loaded with sunflowers. And we'll be more than happy to attempt to shoot at some doves. That's all I do is shoot at them. I don't really hit that many of them. So, but it'll be a good time, and we look forward to seeing you out there. Like I said, there's some spots available. We can still take it. So check out the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Let's talk to JR in Pasadena. Good morning, JR. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How you guys?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, man, it's a little chilly out here. It's a little breeze. I think we're going to get some rain, but other than that, temperature's going to be delightful.
Right. Temperature's going to be good.
Good day to put out crab traps.
Uh-huh. You're going out on the bay and put out crab traps today?
I was calling about when did all these I haven't done any crab in several years, but I'm hearing about this to let the keep the turtle out and that to get the small crabs. When did all these things go into effect?
No, they've been in effect for a couple of years now. I mean, you know, several years. But you're only allowed two pots off your pier. You got to have your call rings installed, and that allows the small crabs to escape from the, you know, if the small crab goes in on the bait and, you know, it wants to get out of there, the call ring, it allows the small crabs to get out but keeps the big crabs in.
I understand that. Can you buy a crab trap with all that stuff already?
Oh, yeah, on? Yeah. You can buy that. Any retailer has that stuff.
And what's the fine for each crab trap if you violate?
You know, I don't know what the fine is. And I think that varies from a violator to violator. You know, depends on what they charge you with and how many violations they charge you with.
So ignorance is no excuse.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's right.
I thought that rule was changed under the Clinton regime. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. JR, yeah. You're not originally from Maryland, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. Everybody asks that, but, you know, I kid them. I say, well, you know, my parents only had one child, so they said.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I was a kidnapped baby out of Georgia. It's hilarious, but up in the Western Maryland, they have a little different accent they do down here.
You think?
Because they're close to West Virginia.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I grew up as a teenager up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, right across the line there from Garrett and Allegheny County.
Yeah, I've been up there many times.
All right. Well, I worked in Myersdale. I went to high school in Berlin. I graduated from Berlin Brothers Valley High School. When I moved there from the center of this, well, kind of the center, I moved there from Altoona, just 70 miles from where I was born, the culture and the language was tremendously different. I could not get used to some of the terminology. I mean, immediately.
Right.
We go hunting and the guys go, well, do you get them rabbits skun yet? I'm like, skun, yeah. What does that mean? Oh, skinned, that type of thing. I mean, there was just a different colloquialism, you know, and it's different from region to region, but, yeah.
When I came down to this area, I was, I think, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I spoke a little differently than some of the kids in school here.
Right.
And it was kind of thrown back to me.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, sure.
But the accent, I guess, always stays the same.
So you grew up in Western Maryland. Is that what you're saying?
No, I only lived up there 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I lived up in Frederick County.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But I think they had a little different dialect back in those days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know. Well, hey, look. We were at, years ago, we were at Old Salty's down there in Hooper's Island, the restaurant down there.
Right.
One of the locals come in, and he's standing there talking to the bartender about duck hunting that day. And he's telling, oh, I did this, and I did that, and I saw that, and got back to the, I'd been somewhere, and I walked back to the table, I was sitting at the table. And Kathy at the time looked over and said to me, what language is that guy speaking? I said, English. She said, I've never heard anything like that. What'd he say? I said, he was duck hunting. He saw one hen and saw this and saw that. And I told her about the whole conversation. She said, you're spending too much time down here sick of deer hunting. You know what these people were saying. I said, well, yeah, you know, yeah. You're around them. You kind of pick it up and you understand it a little bit. So, yeah.
Well, that's, when you're a young kid, though, it makes you have somewhat of an inferiority complex.
Oh, yeah, of course.
When you realize.
Yep.
I was so young that we had fog. I sometimes said frog.
You said frog.
Yeah, what is that? I said, there's stuff in the air we got.
Yeah, the mist, right.
But, and the regression of education back there was somewhat terrible compared to the Baltimore City schools like City College, Gwynn Falls. I mean, in the 50s, you really got somewhat of education.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
I got a 30 in Latin.
You got a what?
I was in 30. They scored numerically.
Uh-huh.
I had a 30 in Latin.
And what
was... damn near got killed when I got home. I was in the 8th grade. I was like 13.
Right.
And the teacher, I never forgot, asked me to stand up. And it was a co-ed class.
Right.
About 30 students. She said, all my years teaching, I have never had a student that I had to give a 30. I want you to look at the jellyfish in the class. Oh, God. And I told my father-in-law, who was teaching, he didn't believe me. He said, you go to private school? I said, no, public. He said, it's hard to believe. I said, look, it was 1954.
Yeah.
You get away with a lot of stuff. But hey, it shaped me up. I was so embarrassed. I went home and studied like hell and got an 89 on the final exam.
There you go. That's what happens when you challenge people.
I needed one more point to have a 90 to average together for a 60. 60 was passing in those days.
Yeah.
She had me stand up again. I thought to myself, I can't be embarrassed this time. I knew damn well I did well on that exam.
Yeah, that's right.
But she said, they complimented me about the 89. She said, if I don't give you one more point, it would be a 59.5 average. You'd have to go to summer school. I'm going to give you that point because you had to do a lot of studying to come from where you were.
Ah, see, there you go. That's what motivates people. Challenge youngsters to do better, and they do better.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah,
don't. And what would have happened if she'd have patted you on the head and given you a participation ribbon? Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh,
sit down.
God.
Okay.
It's
nothing would have happened. you would have not striven to excel. You would have had a very, very bad outlook on life. Your self-confidence would have suffered. But no, you picked up the gauntlet, you took the challenge, and you excelled at what you were doing. And that's what we need to do to our youngsters today.
Well, let me
challenge them.
I've had two experiences in just the last 3 months that are incredible. I give a dollar plus six cents tax at McDonald's, you can get iced tea.
Right.
So I put down three quarters, three dimes, and a penny.
Right.
And the guy's looking at the money.
Right. No idea.
He
put
up $1.06, but he expected me to probably give him maybe $1.25, and he put that in the cash register.
Right.
And the cash register come back, change 19 cents.
Right.
He didn't know what the hell to do with it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He said, and a lady standing next to me in her 50s, and with three quarters, I counted, I said, look, 25, 50, 75, three dimes, 85, 95, a dollar, five, and a penny, dial six. And he's standing there trying to, he counted, got 95. He couldn't go any farther.
Wow.
I was dumbfounded.
Wow.
And I had a similar experience at CVS. A girl couldn't tell me what eight times one was. She overcharged me for tuna fish that was on sale.
Eight times one?
She could not. And here was the deal. There was always, they put 10 on sale for, $1 a piece if you buy 10.
Right.
So I didn't look at the bottom. They changed it to, you must buy eight.
Right. So you bought eight.
Ten.
Right.
And the ninth and tenth one was $2.29 each.
Right.
So it come up to like $12.58.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute. The dollar can, I got 10, it'd be $10. Well, that's not what the machine says. The cash register's a machine, you see.
Right. I got it.
I said, I don't understand this. And she couldn't understand what I was telling her.
Right.
I said, well, look. So she, oh, here's the problem. You only allowed eight. I said, okay, take two off. She took two off and come back to like $10. I said, that's not right. Eight times one is $8.
Right.
And she's the one about 25 to 30.
Right.
I mean, wasn't like she just got out of high school and she's looking at me not saying anything.
Oh.
I said, don't you understand what I said? Eight times one, eight cans here. $1, $2, $3, $4, right up to eight. See, but that's not what the machine says. So I got, I mean, this is unbelievable. So I got a cousin got married late, and he's 50, and his two twin daughters just graduated this year. And I was telling him about it. He said, well, it's understandable.
Yeah.
He said, when they teach a math, you give them a calculator, tell them what to put in. They depend on the calculator.
That's right. Average. Yep. I got it.
I said, what a hell of a life. You can't figure for yourself.
Nope.
You know, it's outrageous.
Nope, you can't.
How did they know they get the correct change back when they go to school?
Exactly. So, well, they don't care because they slide a little card and they put their password in and they take $1.59 out of their checking account. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Got to go.
Look, you have a nice weekend.
Thanks, JR. See ya.
I just had to tap on at this subject.
I'm glad you did. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Have a happy weekend. Richard, nope. Richard, thanks for holding on. How you doing, brother?
Okay.
What's up?
So here's the reason I called.
Okay.
I enjoy bass fishing.
Yep.
And have done it periodically since I've been a kid.
Yep.
But, you know, I work hard. I don't have much free time.
Right.
And I don't own a boat.
Right.
Is there a way that you can make contact with, let's say, an experienced bass fisherman
mm-hmm.
that has a boat, that knows about a great place to go
yep.
on a lake or a pond, and you're willing to pay your share, you know, or pay them?
Sure.
Is there, like, a broker between
those? A broker? People? Not really a broker. I mean, it's more of a direct thing, but I'll tell you what I would look up. I would look up Maryland Bass Federation Nation.
Okay.
And explore that website a little bit. And why don't you leave your number, and we'll get in touch with Tackle Box Tim, and maybe Tim can help you. He's more experienced in that kind of in that world than I am. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
All right, very good. But yeah, we'll do our best to connect you there, Richard.
Okay, all right.
All right,
that's great.
Put Richard on hold, get his phone number, and then we'll call Tackle Box Tim about it. Go. Okay. Thanks, Richard.
Richard,
I appreciate the call. All right.
I'll hold.
There he is, on hold, finally. Okay, we're running out of time. Time for me to tell you about our buddy, Denny Stauffer. Denny's having an annual sportsman auction. All kinds of stuff on sale. Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. That's in Hagerstown. That's 21140 Leadersburg Pike, Hagerstown, Maryland. He's now accepting consignments. In other words, if you want to sell something through his auction, he'll be glad to talk to you about it. He'll sell it. He'll collect a fee for it, and you get the rest. Firearms, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing. Turn your extra items into cash. Just give Denny a call at 301-791-6896 or email Denny at Stauffers, Stouffers, auctioncompany.com and talk with Denny. I mean, you can always Google Stauffers Auction if you want. You bring a friend to the auction, you'll have a great time. Stauffersauctionco.com. Looking for your item to sell at his auction. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We talked about a couple of rifles the last hour, a little bit about deer hunting, but I want to tell you about a couple of waterfowl shotguns right now. The Gold Light 10-gauge, one of the few 10-gauges you can get on the market right now. This is a gas-operated auto loader with a 3.5-inch chamber. It comes with a DuraTouch armor coating on the stock and on the gun. It's mossy oak camo, standard Invector choke tubes come with that Gold Light 10-gauge. Then there's the Maxxis. This is an autoloader shotgun with a new power drive gas system. It reduces recoil. It's 3 and 3.5 chambers are available. Comes in mossy oak camo, an autoloader waterfowl hunting perfection firearm. That's for sure. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in mossy oak shadow grass, blades camo, DuraTouch camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver. It's balanced ergonomically, recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. The A5 from Clyde Sports Shop and Browning, your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde's at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, is the website, 242-6108. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linux Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 38410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right. You can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new. You won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son. That's a thousand lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Where a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
Hear those whistling wings. Yeah, they must be in Goldeneye country, that's for sure. All right, well, there's the music. Thanks for bearing with me this morning. Interesting show, took a few turns. Hey, if you're interested in that 15-foot scout boat with the 50-horsepower Honda in the trailer, or the 34-foot Lures sport fishing boat, or the...